Yeah, as you know, Butch, when he first joined the ball club late last season, I mean, he was fantastic in his regular season starts, and obviously things didn't go great for him in the postseason. Have you talked to him at all? How did he handle that? Was he disappointed?
I think there's always a level of disappointment. You know, I think all of our guys were disappointed that we didn't go on to the World Series last year. And if they weren't, they should be. You know, but I mean, overall, I know our guys were. There was some disappointment, but with Scott, there was obvious disappointment the way the season ended. And I know that he's worked extremely hard this winter to come in and prove to himself first that he's able to go out there and be a big game pitcher for us. So I know that he's very confident coming into the season. I know he's looking forward to going out there and making an impact in the organization and then the American League.
Mike Butcher, pitching coach of the Angels, with us here on AM 830. Great to be with us on a Thursday. Pitchers and catchers report on the 17th coming up. Can't wait for that. Mike, let's talk about the bullpen. We've got word this week that Scott Shields isn't quite ready to throw off a mound yet after the knee surgery, but Shields says, hey, I'll be ready to go for the start of the season. Any concern there at all?
Well, I think there's always a level of concern when a guy misses most of the year with a knee injury. And the kind of surgery that he had is the patellar tendonitis. Same thing as Gary Matthews Jr. had, actually. Mm. When you're a pitcher, he's going to be constantly landing on that. But I guess the main thing is he made a lot of progress in it in the off season. He's done all of his rehab. He's getting stronger. And our hope is that he'll be ready by opening day. And we'll just see how it goes. We're just going to have to monitor it every day. And I think we all know Scott. I mean, the biggest thing is going to be kind of channeling him back a little bit because he's just going to want to go. And we just want to make sure it's right, that it holds up the whole year and that he's able to go out there and be consistent for us, because he's going to be a huge help for us.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, hey, Mike, back to Fernando Rodney. I know he had some blow-ups in Detroit, also had a fantastic save percentage. But as far as the blow-ups, I mean, isn't a big cause of some of that, how a guy is used? I mean, isn't that something that you guys can kind of get straightened out?
Well, I think, you look at his numbers last year. I mean, I think he was 37 out of 38 save opportunities. So he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just looking forward to working with him. I know he's got a great arm. He's got a great changeup. He's got the ability to spin a nice breaking ball. And, as with anybody, there's always something you could work on, And then right now, his command seemed like it was a little bit off. His walks were up a little bit last year, and hopefully we can get to a point this year where he's throwing a little bit more quality of a strike out there. I don't know exactly how he's used all the time over in Detroit last year, but, Mike has a great grasp on how we use our bullpen here. Fernando's going to pitch a lot, and but we're going to be smart about it. We'll be consistent about it. He'll know exactly what his routine is going to be. In a game, when he's going to be used, he'll have a very good knowledge of how he's going to be used. So I think the consistency that we can give him, probably the better he's going to be.
Nice. And hey, Mike, with Kevin Jepsen and Jason Bulger, I'm sure you had to be proud at the way that they just grew. Tough starts early in the season, as the whole team had a tough start and a tough time with the loss of Nick. But, man, by the end of the season, I mean, both those guys were money. That was great.
Yeah, they both did a solid job for us last year. Jepsen and Bulger, I mean, what can you say? Jepsen started off a little early in the season, was a little struggled a little bit, had some back issues. We got him back. I worked on a nice little cutter grip, and as we were in Arizona, it became a pretty dominant pitch for him for the rest of the year. Bulger, I think the more comfortable he got, the better he got. I think the best of Bulger is yet to be seen. I mean, he had a good year last year, struggled again early, but really put together during the season. And just, I think if you take out the first 4 to 6 weeks of the season, I think Bulger's numbers are up there with anybody's in baseball.
And, hey, last guy in there, Brian Fuentes at the back of the bullpen. Mike, you think having a year under his belt in the American League, that's going to help him have a better, not that he had a bad season. I mean, led the league in saves, but I think just overall it might help him feel more comfortable.
I think Brian's he's a professional. He's you look at his numbers. He had numbers wise on the save situations. He did a nice job for us. And I think he's looking, you know, I think once you get back into the American League, you kind of get used to the hitters a little bit. So he's going to have, I think, a certain level of comfortableness out there where, you know, hopefully he's a little bit more comfortable. I thought he was comfortable last year, so I don't think it's just about being comfortable. I just think just knowing the hitters a little bit more will give him a lot more confidence out there. So, you know, one thing about what we call him Tito Fuentes is that, you know, he changed his workout program last year in the off season, and I think he's getting back to the off season workout program that he'd been doing for most of his career. So he had a great year last year. I think he's going to have another great year this year.
All right. Hey, Butch, really appreciate the time. Final question for you. Now, some great young arms in the system. Last year we saw Sean O'Sullivan and Trevor Bell come up late. This year everybody's kind of curious about Trevor Reckling and Jordan Walton. I know you guys had a rookie camp in Tempe a couple weeks ago. Anybody you're excited about? Anybody that might be on the radar that we can kind of be on the lookout for?
Well, I mean, first of all, I want to say that, you know, Eddie Bain, Rick Wilson, and really all the scouting guys, our scouting director, our scouts did a tremendous job, I think, last year getting us some really quality arms. You know, when you're winning the division every year, it's hard. You know, you pick late. So these guys, with our compensation picks and everything, we're able to go out there and really get some high-level prospects. So we got some really good guys coming out. You know, you have the Recklings, you have the Waldens, like you said. You have a Garrett Richards-type guy, you have Tyler Kerr. There's some really good young arms that we have coming around that I was able to see in January. It was a two-week camp, and I think we got a lot out of it. These guys worked extremely hard and just went out there and did a tremendous job. The work ethic was awesome. And hopefully these guys can carry that throughout a season and be our next generation of leaders that are coming through the organization. That's what we're trying to develop, you know, winners and leaders. And I think at one point, you know, every leader at one time is a good follower. So these guys are trying to follow in the footsteps of some of the guys that are ahead of them, and hopefully they'll follow in the right direction. And when they get their chance, hopefully they'll become our leaders. But there's some good young guys coming up, for sure.
I like that line, Mike. I haven't heard that before. That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, no, I'm serious. And, you know, I was just going to say, along those lines, I mentioned Lackey, Oliver are gone, Sean Figgins is gone. I know, obviously, the leadership starts at the top with Mike and with you and the coaching staff, but I think there's going to be kind of a different feel in the clubhouse with those guys gone and maybe a different opportunity for some guys to step up.
You know, I don't know, Big Z. I look at it like this. I mean, and I've told everybody this, and everybody knows. It's not just me saying this. I mean, we are here to win, and that is it. There's going to be numbers that change every year. There's going to be faces that change every year, and that's just part of the process of playing baseball. Some guys get old, they get out of the game. Some guys get free agency, they go different ways. But the bottom line is that we're trying to create an atmosphere where we want to win. And that's it. Win at all costs, we want to win championships. So if the numbers have changed or the faces have changed or whatever, it doesn't matter to me. And I don't think it matters to any of our guys. We're going to go out there and try to win, period. And I think when guys leave, you find out who's going to develop or who's going to step up into that leadership role. And we have definite guys that can do that. And they're going to be called upon this year in different roles to step up and be those guys, whether it's the lead guy in the rotation. I'm not calling that guy an ace. I'm just saying somebody's got to step up. And we have several exceptional guys that can go out there and step up. And that's what we're looking for, whether it's a position player or whether it's a pitcher. We got several guys that can do the job. And we have enough leadership in that clubhouse, not only with our coaching staff, but with our players, that we're going to excel at the top of our where we want to be, you know. So I just look at it as different numbers, different faces, but, you know, the result hopefully is going to be a championship.
Amen to that, Mike. Good stuff. Hey, thank you for the time. I know we kept you on a few minutes longer. I really appreciate the time. Always great catching up with you. And you know what I love about you, Butch? I mean, a lot of people get back into the game after their playing careers like you do because they want a job or they want this. And what I love it about you is you enjoy the work, but you're not in it for the wrong reasons. And that's it's refreshing. And I think that's why you do such a good job.
Thanks, Big Z. I mean, love what I do. I appreciate it. I love what I do. I love the organization, and I know Artie and Tony and everybody else knows that as well. And I'm not trying to be a company man. I'd love to share I love to learn every day, and I love to teach, and you know, and that's as well as all of our staff, and that's what we're here to do. We're, you know, to teach the game of baseball, to play it the right way, and to bring a championship back to California, and that's what we want to do. I mean, that's the bottom line. So I appreciate it, but it's because I love what I do, so it's very easy for me to do this.
All right. Well, it's getting started. Actually, it's been started, but. Pitchers and catchers report next week. Can't wait for the start, Mike. Enjoy it, and we'll be watching and reading, and hopefully we'll see you down there in a few weeks as well.
All right, Big Z. Thanks a lot, buddy.